Hello, my name is Judith Pellegrino, and welcome to Close Encounters with My Inner Child. In this episode, I will share what had my adult and inner child going in separate directions. I will share a close encounter my adult had with her inner child while using a healing technique called the Emotional Freedom Technique. I will identify the roots of her inability to finish another podcast and publish it on time. Most important, I will identify what my adult needs to provide her inner child to reestablish trust, earn her cooperation, and unify with her to start and complete her healing work. It has been just about 2 months since my adult published her last podcast. It isn't fair. It all started when her bosom friend, Holly, who has been a source of encouragement, asked her a question. She asked my adult if her husband was okay with the things she was sharing in her podcasts. My adult had no idea that this question was going to thwart her inner child from cooperating with her to publish another podcast. My adult listened to David and Alexandra Lee's of the Woo Way YouTube videos she's watched over and over to parent her inner child better. On many episodes, David Lee's mentioned that there are times when the adult wants to do something, but the inner child is more interested in protecting themselves. The adult goes in one direction and the inner child goes in another direction. He likened this to trying to drive a cart being pulled by two horses who are trying to go in different directions. Because my adult watched these YouTube videos, she knew she had some parenting to do with her inner child. The first thing she did was address Holly's concern with her husband. She mentioned to him that her friend Holly asked her if he knew she was sharing some very intimate details of their lives. She admitted to him that she may have crossed a line while sharing details she felt were necessary to help her listeners. My adult asked if he wanted to read her podcasts before she published them. What he said next put her mind at ease. He said, "If you believe a part of your podcast might be questionable, I can review it and help you with the wording to make it more acceptable." My adult felt so grateful she had the courage to ask the uncomfortable question. Integrity is important to her and her husband. She was even more grateful for the kind of man she married. My inner child felt even more upset because she assumed my adult's husband would then criticize, judge, and discourage her after reading them. My adult discussed this issue with her therapist to help reassure her inner child. This therapist guided her by telling her to keep her audience in mind when she writes and only give necessary details. She encouraged her by saying with enthusiasm that she has a lot to offer. It helped her to start writing her podcasts again, but not to finish them. My adult woke up at 3 a.m. thinking about the 6 unfinished podcasts. She asked God to help her get to the root of what was stopping her from finishing them. She removed her CPAP mask to cuddle with her husband, who was also awake. She quietly told him she was awake because she has not finished a podcast in 2 months. He was surprised that she lost momentum. She joked with her husband, saying, "My inner child gets in the way of my finishing the podcast and then criticizes me for not finishing." Shortly after, she drifted back to sleep. When my adult woke up an hour and 45 minutes later, she did her normal morning self-care routines. She wrote her prayer affirmations on her cell phone as usual. She prayed her serenity prayer, the third step prayer, the seventh step prayer, and the morning prayer she revised from the big book of AA. She looked with love into her own eyes in the mirror as she affirmed her worth and value and intentions for growth. My adult does not do the emotional freedom technique regularly. She practices that healing technique when she feels blocked. That day was one of those days. She started by saying something like, "Even though I have not finished a podcast for a couple months, I fully and completely love, honor, accept, respect, and cherish myself." No charge with that line. Then she thought to say, "Even though I'm not perfect." That was it. My adult hit the emotional jackpot. My inner child burst out crying with all her all too familiar self-hatred. She revealed childhood scenes to my adult, like playing piano by herself at the age of 9 and making so many mistakes she couldn't stand to listen to herself play. Like trying to perform something called a weave in her 6th grade basketball practice and not being able to catch on. She literally cried the entire practice, which made her sense of shame even worse. No other child cried like she did. My adult could see who stood in her way. My inner child was programmed for perfectionism by her well-meaning parents and society. It showed up in the quizzical looks at her when she spoke, the implication that she was stupid, the impatience with her age-appropriate mistakes, the discouragement from being expected to know what she was never taught, the confusion from being raised by 2 emotionally wounded parents who had high standards for their children, but lower standards for themselves. The jealousy and rage from being compared to children who were a year to a year and a half older than her and falling short of the mark. The lack of encouragement, the lack of recognition and praise for what she did right, combined with criticism in the form of nitpicking and raising the bar higher when she tried her best. My inner child became even harder on herself than her parents were on her. She punished herself harshly by withholding love from herself whenever she perceived she made mistakes, especially when she alone appeared stupid or foolish. One of my inner child's dysfunctional coping strategies has been perfectionism. This type of perfectionism is not the same as people who try so hard and get upset when they make one mistake. Nope. It has taken my adult years to realize that the way this inner child practices perfectionism is avoidance. She likes to hide in plain sight. She acts like she wants to be seen and heard. She lets herself be seen and heard to a certain degree. She will do that until someone gives her constructive or destructive feedback. She gets scared and starts putting up the blocks and barriers that are hard for my adult to detect. These barriers tend to show up as a catastrophe or life getting harder in other areas of life. They can show up as a job loss, illness, or fatigue. My inner child has been trusting my adult more, thank God. She revealed how much shame there is for her around learning. She is afraid of the awkward feelings that come up when she tries to learn new things, such as editing her podcasts. It looks so easy. She has watched tutorials over and over. My inner child believes she has to catch on the first time because she has not seen other people struggle like her. She would rather try to teach herself and give up if she can't figure it out than to reveal her weakness. She cannot bear the disappointment of trying and failing in front of others. She cannot bear the impatience when she doesn't catch on as quickly as she thinks she should or as quickly as others think she should. She cannot bear the shame when it appears her teacher wasted their time teaching her. She cannot bear the disapproving looks or the playful, insulting remarks she receives. If my inner child does not let herself be seen and heard, she cannot get into trouble. If people do not know what she does not know or cannot see how imperfect she is, then they cannot shame her. More importantly, she will not have to impose shame and self-hatred on herself. My adult finally realized that she needs to find teachers who are patient and kind and will teach her how to explore new horizons such as podcasting. She needs to find teachers who will value and respect her and teach her how to be patient with herself while she learns. My adult needs to protect her inner child from her own pride and fear that have protected her from potential shame for so long. Just because it takes her longer to learn, absorb, and assimilate lessons than she thinks that it should, doesn't mean she is stupid or not worthwhile. It means she needs to be more patient with herself and her learning process. This inner child requires encouragement, reassurance, recognition, and praise. Depriving her inner child of those requirements would be a big mistake. My adult will reap many rewards when she stops parenting her inner children the way she was parented during her growing up years. One of the ways my adult unconsciously met her inner child's needs was by sharing some of this podcast's content with a woman in recovery because she thought it might help her. This person related so much to what she heard that she told my adult with excitement that this podcast helped her unpack so many revelations. When my inner child heard her identify the value that their work brought to her life, it made all the difference. Her excitement helped reassure my inner child that these podcasts are worthwhile, even if they aren't done perfectly. This experience was enough for my inner child to start cooperating with my adult, who is now able to finish editing, recording, and publishing her podcasts. Thank you for listening.